Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about improvement allowances.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the presentation of a property and how you can't make a first impression twice. You've really got to come out of the gate strong in condition and representations on a property. However, I think the biggest concern I have is people that decide there's somewhere they're going to stop preparing and they're going to give a credit, for example, at close of escrow to accommodate someone else's wishes for what's next on the property, like paint or carpet that's dated.
Okay. Well, let's take paint and carpet. Carpet in particular. I think everybody can envision what it is and where it's placed. And there are several minor holes, minor tears. Maybe a cat or a dog has clawed loose some of it, trying to indicate they'd like to go outside or whatever. And you've tolerated it because it's your dog or your cat and so forth, and you've gotten used to it. However, if a buyer sees that, they're going to become the focus of their attention. Oh my gosh, look at this. This needs to be redone. What else needs to be redone? Rather than, gee, I think I would be very comfortable here. It would be nice to have a different floor covering, but now all of a sudden they're dwelling on this negative that's jumped out and whacked them right in the middle of the forehead. And so you've decided rather than replace the carpet, you're going to give them an allowance that would cover the cost of replacing the carpet. Does that work?
Covering the carpet will be necessary, but they'll also ask for a sweat equity margin.
Bingo.
Hey, I have to do this instead of you doing it, so I need to discount the entire price of the home to accommodate my work that I didn't expect to have to do.
And
so you're competing.
That's always going to be bigger than whatever it would have cost you to get from point A to point B.
You're competing with turnkey properties. You're competing with new construction in some cases. You're competing with people that you can just move your furniture in and start living. So would you rather do that, or would you rather not move in yet because you got to paint your way into the house? That has a margin in it that's substantial, and the buyer will not absorb it.
And of course, the seller says, well, but we can give them their choice of color. They get to pick it out. Now, it still is, the first impression was bad, and the discount, it will be accordingly high.
And you may see it online before that and eliminate even viewing the property because it's dated. So it has a residual impact far beyond the house itself, preventing success much earlier. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.